The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon, let me swing among the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert, she has a way to calm you down. I swear to goodness gracious, I'm so pumped up about this whole Mueller's fiasco. I was going to just blast through the opening, you know. But I had a great conversation with our dear friend John Catsimatidis, and we always say how great that song is, you know, for John and Margo. So it does, it kind of calms you down, swinging in, because you know what? You know what? We're going to get through this. We're going to win. And let me start here. The coup continues. This is exactly what this is. This is a takedown of this president, and it's with the deep state, and they're not stopping. And Robert Mueller front and center. And I'm telling you, we're going to get into it today. We have Alan Dershowitz. Thank God for Alan Dershowitz. My friend from Brooklyn, Avi, Professor Dershowitz is going to join us, and we're going to break it all down. Dr. Gorka, Sebastian Gorka on the show, Mark Serrano as well, and we're going to break down exactly what's happening and what happened yesterday and what we saw in this fiasco, this coup, the attempted coup is still being attempted to take down the president. What Mueller did, his voice was shaking. It was so unprofessional. I'm going to ask, and Frankie Five Boroughs and I are going back and forth. I'm going to go to Frank in a second and ask you to, I'm going to ask him to tell you exactly about Mueller's career that we've done a number of times on this show, and every failure that Bob Mueller has had. We know now he was a god, right? Then he was a villain. Now he's a god again because he's going after the president, and that's what that was yesterday. What was that press conference? I'm watching this, and then they won't let it go. You know what? You know what? I mean, I'll explain in a second why there's nothing there. But the fact of the matter is, go for it. Impeach the president. I dare you. Nancy Pelosi knows better. And you know who else knows better? Joe Biden. But go for it. I'm saying right here, right now, on the radio, and I dare you to impeach the president. Show me something. Show me something, Kamala Harris. Show me something, Buttigieg. Show me something, my friend Cory Booker. Now we're going to impeach. Now go for it. I dare you. You've got nothing. It'll be the biggest embarrassment bust to ensure the reelection of President Donald J. Trump in 2020. And I'm telling you, I like to do everything under the radar. I like to just say, let's get quiet. Hey, Joe, you support the president. You know what? I support the United States of America. I'm a patriot. I love this country. They're taking our country away. They want to take the flag away. They want to take God away. And I don't even know if I see online. Is it true Nancy Pelosi took a sign in God We Trust down from the Capitol? I don't even know what to believe anymore. And sometimes I look at things on the internet. I go, well, that couldn't have happened. And it does. It happens. It's in the United States of America. And I watch a press conference and I'm saying, well, this isn't really happening. And it is. There's a coup within the country to take down the president. And it is vital that we show up. They wonder why. This cracks me up when they go, gee, how could you vote for Donald Trump? Gee, I wonder why we voted for Donald Trump. Look at the mess. Because otherwise we're gonna have what the Democrats are doing now. Disgraceful. The stellar Democratic Party that was so great for the working people, that helped legal immigrants come in, that helped build this country. And I was a lifelong Democrat, proud to be a Democrat, couldn't understand the word Republican, couldn't understand. No, I was a blue dog Democrat, a conservative Democrat, like John Kennedy. That's the guy. I was a Reagan Democrat, thought Reagan was President Reagan was the greatest president we ever had. And then the Democrat, what are they doing? What is going on? We're watching a coup because they're little babies and they can't say, well, we lost. We lost, and let's work with this guy. Let's work with this guy in President Trump, and let's get things actually done in the United States of America. They don't care. It's about themselves. And when you ask, I always go here. We're a solution-based show. Our dear friend Kayleigh McEnany always said that from day one. Joe, you're a solution-based show, because I always like to get to the heart of the matter, right? And the heart of the matter is, all they want is power and control. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with children at the border. It has nothing to do with helping the less fortunate in the United States of America. It has nothing to do with helping the working families. The Democratic Party has completely forgotten about the working family. It's about power and control. That's all it is. Give me my pension and welfare. Give me my, because you know, if those people didn't have all the perks they have, all these senators down there, the gym that they have, I mean, and the Congress people, the gym that they have, the health care that they have, the little scheduler that walks around. Oh, Congressman, you have to leave now. We'd love to stay, but we have to go to one. That, you know, it's all like what you see in Veep, in Julie Louis-Dreyfus' show. It's all what they have that they don't want to do without that. And if they did do without it, then they would stop all this nonsense that they're doing. So you know what? I dare the Democrats here on the radio show in the morning, go for the impeachment. Stop bragging about it. Stop threatening. I dare you, Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Chuck Schumer, where are you? Senator Schumer, you're a political animal. You know better than this. You're letting our friends in Israel just being assaulted by anti-Semites in the United States Congress. You don't say word one. And now you're watching the Democrats go after the President Donald J. Trump. It's more important. Gerald Nadler, what is wrong with these people? I'm telling you. You know what? We're on the radio here, and by the grace of God, thanks to you, it's working, and we're just trying to make sense of this insane world. We really are. We're embracing everything that my grandparents did when they came to this country. They came learning the laws and the language and worked so hard to be here. I ain't going to let that go. They worked so hard to get here. I will continue that legacy, and I will fight for that legacy. But goodness gracious, when I see what's going on and I see them trying to take down this country, then it's upsetting to me. And I always like to say, what can we do to keep what you and I believe in? You know, and when I say believe in the president, you believe in the country. It's being a patriot, believing in this country. What can we do to stay strong? We got this somehow. You have to awaken the sleeping giant of unregistered voters. This is what we have to do. And don't forget, like Big Al told me, when Governor Murphy won in Jersey. And again, I'm not saying anything personally. I don't attack anybody. I just want to say what's right for the country. And in New Jersey, 3+ million voters, potential voters, just weren't registered. We have to awaken that sleeping giant. That's the only way we're going to maintain the sovereignty and the character and the tenor and the foundation of the United States of America. That's the only way. They will do anything to keep their power. And when I saw, you know, I'm a performer. I'm an entertainer. And I feel comfortable mostly on stage. That's where my wheelhouse is. You know, we're on Saturday night at the Bergen County Community College at beautiful Saccone Theater with my kids, with Mikey and Olivia will be there. I will be in my zone like that. So I know what a performance is, what's not a performance, whether your performance works or not. You're as good as your last performance. Robert Mueller, that was one of the worst performances I've ever seen. At once, and Gerald Nadler, that's the 1-2 punch of the worst performances I've ever seen. And I don't want to say any bad about anybody. Mueller's voice was shaking. What is he doing? With something, he's got pressure on him. He's shaking. It was a horrible presentation. I'm talking about performance-wise. The press conference with Mueller yesterday. It was scattered. It made no sense at all. And I'm watching this and I'm going, oh, my gosh, something's up. There's something up. What is up with this guy? Who's threatening this guy? Did he make a deal with the Russians? Maybe Mueller made a deal with the Russians. I'm just telling you, I'll believe anything. And then I watch Gerald Nadler go at it. They go to Nadler, the camera's all over him, he's reading. He looks like someone just handed him the papers that he was reading from. It was so unprofessional, it was so shaky. And Nancy Pelosi, forgive me, with due respect to Ms. Pelosi, to me, she looks, and with great respect to the Speaker of the House, I don't mean to be insulting, she looks inebriated. Whenever she talks, I'm telling you, you know why? Because I'm in the business, I see people who are functioning alcoholics. I'm just saying, it is a mess down there. Because when they waver in their performance, and then when you see Donald Trump in front of 20,000 people, you may not be able to stand it. Oh, I can't stand this guy. I can't stand it. But it's in his heart. He says from his heart. He speaks from his heart. It's organic, not unlike Bernie Sanders. When you see Bernie, you and I watch Bernie, at least I watch Bernie, and I go, you can't do that, Bernie. There's no way you can sustain a country with your platform. But you know what? It's in Bernie's heart what he's saying. He's a communist, and he's going to try to make the whole country communist and socialist. That's Bernie. But he's organic. And that's what I appreciate about it. The president was organic. And you have to appreciate it. It's from his heart that he speaks. Mueller, that was the worst. And Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff, they look like robots. They look like robots. That's part of this coup trying to take down the country. The end result, what is the end game? Power and control for themselves. That's all it is. And you and I are sitting there on the sidelines. And we're trying to just say, look, can we just stop this ridiculous that's going on? The Mueller probe is not stopping. And if you want to impeach, where's the inspector general, man? Where is someone in charge? Because they don't give the president any credibility. They don't give him any credibility to fight this. You can't. You're the president. You're not allowed to do it. He's the president of the United States. And I would love to see the president of the United States say, you want to impeach me? Go for it. I dare you. Bring it on. But you know what? You're paying for it, Democrats. The Democratic National Committee is going to pay for this impeachment. Am I right or wrong? $40 million later on this Mueller probe, but it won't go away. Are you kidding me? Get me fired up. Then I come home. I'm running around like a maniac. I go out. I'm driving around like I'm the Uber dad. I'm going to put a sign on my car. I swear to God, I'm going to pick up strange people and make some money along the way. Holy moly. I go from downtown. I go to Midtown. I see my daughter. Bring flowers to my daughter. I see my buddy, Dr. Rock Positano. Give him a hug. Bring flowers to everybody in the office. And then I got to get down. Where? I got to go down to Monmouth County. Why? Because there's a kid's play at 7 o'clock, and I got to make that kid's play. So I hammer, man. I go from downtown to the Upper East Side, and I say, George Washington Bridge, FDR out, back to the Holland Tunnel. Let me just go. Waze is taking me to Staten Island, man, I'm supposed to go to Staten Island to go all the way down to Monmouth County. I go, Lincoln Tunnel is it. I'm an old dinosaur. Let me try to... By the grace of God Almighty, I got through the Lincoln Tunnel, and I made it, and I saw Charlie's Beauty, and I was glad I went down. It was just so much fun watching little Charlie. She did a little play where she had to memorize some lines, in second grade already, and it was great, and it was nice. And I meet the nice people there, and I see the nice community where Charlie goes to school, and how nice everybody is, and they listen to the radio, and we're a good people. We're just a good people, what I just did last night. It's what you do every single day. I know you do. Then I haul home and I haul to the radio station. Now I got to go. We're going to a wake today, a funeral today, and paying respect to this glorious gal, my mother's best friend, who just passed away at 104 years old, who came into this country from Sicily. She came here with nothing. She came in. She helped build the United States of America, Mrs. G. Magnificent woman. That's the generation. That's when I come before this microphone every single morning. That is the generation I'm representing. The people that love this country, that believe in this country. And when I see it getting pulled and ripped and shred apart for power and control, for nothing short of just socialism. That's all they want. That puts them, that we're going to turn into a Marxist society in the United States of America. And it's up to you and I to fight this. Up to you and I to fight this. An embarrassment what I saw yesterday. It's a coup. It's a coup in the trying, and they're not stopping it. What Mueller did, so disappointing. And I have in front of me what Professor Dershowitz said. If I may, just for a second, at 18 after 6, I'll break to the guys. I got to go to Frankie on this. You don't want to miss what we got to say on this today. I'm just fed up. This is Alan Dershowitz saying what I saw today with him about Mueller putting his thumb, his elbow on the scale. That was brilliant. When he said, if we had the confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. That was absolutely inappropriate for him to say. It was worse than anything that Comey said when he exonerated Hillary Clinton and then said, but she engaged in extremely careless conduct. Everybody condemned that. This is much, much worse, Alan Dershowitz says. And Alan will be on the show live. I texted my friend Mayor Giuliani to see if he wants to come on, because now you know, the president's going to go have to defend himself. Why would we worry about infrastructure? Why would we worry about the children in the inner city, the black children in Chicago? How come we don't hold on to that? Why doesn't the press write on that? Write on the 3.6 million black children that are in poverty in the United States of America. Hey, Democrats, where are you on that? Where are you? You're obsessed with this. But you know what? You and me, we're not going down. So help me, God, we're not going down. And I am proud to come before the microphone and to talk to you, because I know you understand that. God bless you. God bless this country. And God bless you for being so strong. And God bless you for understanding what they're putting forth against us. Mark Serrano's on the show. Professor Dershowitz. Assemblyman Robert Auth, again, in Jersey, a millionaire's tax. Here we go again. Come on. Assembly Auth will break that down for us. And the one, the only, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who graces these airwaves 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, every single day. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime this morning right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello, Joe. Good morning. We've got alternate side of the street parking rules suspended. Meters in effect. Delays in Queens on the LIE westbound. Slow going from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Cross Bronx west, but already pretty slow from White Plains Road out to 3rd Avenue. Inbound George may want to avoid the upper. It's 30 minutes. There's a stalled truck in the left lane by exit 72, about 5 to 10 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 15, the Holland 20 from either approach. A-OK in New Jersey so far this morning. No issues on the parkway, the turnpike, 78, Route 80. A problem in Pelham on the Hutch North, but at Wolf's Lane, the right lane is blocked. Apparently, there's a big piece of metal sticking up out of the roadway, so stick with the left side on the Hutch Northbound. And it's a crash on the Southern State westbound near Brookside Avenue. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the dirty little secret of military service for women. 30% of female veterans recently interviewed said that they were raped while serving our country, leading to the breakup of their family and inability to hold a job. This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Solomon expose the issue and talk with the leaders of U.S. Vets, an organization helping vets recover. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Business owners, the strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally everywhere with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that puts your products and services on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, I just dropped my Balance of Nature. It's in my Rawlings bag. I carry my Balance of Nature in my plastic bag here. I take the fruits in the morning, right? And I forgot to take them this morning, so I'm about to take them now. reached in the bag, of course, open, because that's my life. And I'll have to go searching through my Rawlings bag for my balance of nature. You know, you can make it easier. Just keep the balance of nature bottles right there, the green and the red. The red is the fruit. The green, of course, is the vegetables. And that's what balance of nature is exactly. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And we feel great. All of us on the morning show are doing it. Al's doing it and Debbie's doing it. And Frankie came up with the whole concept. Hey, you guys got to try this. He got us on the balance of nature train. And it's been spectacular. And we want you to do the same thing. And now you can get $20 discount. You can get a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of balance of nature. Just use the discount code The Answer. All right, you can go to balanceofnature.com, use the discount code The Answer, and you get a $20 discount. Here is the number for Balance of Nature. You know I love you, and listen, all the stress that you and I got to put up with watching what's going on in the world today, are you kidding me? You will get the, when you have stress, the free radicals outside, they will attack your body inside your body. You could fight all those free radicals with antioxidants, and that's exactly what Balance of Nature is. It's antioxidants, fruits and vegetables, the ultimate antioxidants in capsule form. 1-800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, I found them. I got them. There we go. Did you ever open something in your bag? You would open something up, and the top of the plastic bag is, God forbid, didn't close it. Everything just comes out. I guess that's what women do with their purse when they go into their purse. I have my Rawlings bag, everything in it, and now it's, I think I found my balance of nature. Balance of nature found. Thank you very much. Good morning, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Good morning, Joe. I am doing great.
We're fired up. Albert, you're fired up as well.
Oh, I got fired up before I came in this morning. Somebody was parked in my spot, got into an argument. The guy almost got out of the car. It was great. It was great.
You had an argument already in the morning?
The guy is parked in the spot, and I said to him very politely when I pulled up, I said, could you please move your vehicle? You're parked illegally.
He started giving
me grief and this and that, whatever, and I have a delivery and this and that. I said, I don't care what you have. You got to get out of the spot. I got out of the car. He goes, you're messing with the wrong person. I said, pal, there's a reason why I got a purple mohawk. You do not want to play with me at 4:30 in the morning. Sorry.
You didn't say that to him.
I did, and then he goes, are you a police officer? I said, I am not a police officer, and I don't play one on the radio or TV. I said, but I will call the police if you don't move. You got to move out of the spot.
Ow. I'm telling you got to walk away from some of those one time.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I'm trying
I got to park my car. He's blocking my spot.
God forbid you go to the lot that the rest of us.
I'm not paying $25 when I can park with my plate on the street. I'm sorry.
So I'm hauling up. I'm going down. I'm on down in downtown, and I go up east. And then I cut across 57th Street because I missed the 66th Street turn up the 65th Street through the park. And I'm going, oh my gosh! And there's one guy. They drive these. They're pretty much like these little Hondas, and they put the muffler in them, in the small. And they think they have like this big sports car. You ever see young? It's always young people have that car, and it makes that. It's awful. It's just awful. So it's one of those guys in front of me, and he's cutting me off, and he's going on, and he's like driving like a maniac. So I just try to go in the left lane so I can make a left turn at Lincoln Center so I could go out to 9th Avenue, out to the tunnel. And the guy, again, I don't get really a vicious flip of the bird. I never get that. Maybe, I don't know what it is, it was, again, the casual flip of the bird out the window because I'm just trying to get around this guy, and his car's all dented up. Because if you look at somebody who cuts you off, look at the car. The dent on that car is exactly where you would have hit them if you weren't careful. Because they have a dent on the car for a reason. Because they do the same thing day after day, causing us problems. You and me, you're just trying to get from point A to point B. So I pull over, and this guy's in the car, stopping the car, pulling over, going, and he goes. So he does the bird thing to me because I guess it was to me. So he stops. Now, the worst thing when someone flips your bird is when you come to the red light and you're eye to eye to that person that just flipped you off. That's it. If it was Al be screaming, going back and forth.
Maybe.
I know, honestly. So I look at this guy. He was a younger guy, beard. looked, you know, whatever. I you know, so I just, I looked over at him, and we were now, we're face to face, and he looked at me like, what are you going to do, something? You know what I did? I gave him a thumbs up and a smile, nodded his head, like, hey, we're going to get there. He looked at me stunned, and he nodded back and smiled.
Oh, that was, you won him over. Diffused, that's nice.
Diffused the whole thing.
Nice now, work.
You know, the Mohawk.
I wouldn't
may
have done
work,
that.
Mohawk may work better.
No, I would not have done that.
Everybody's got to settle down. We got to just settle down. Put aside the divide in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just settle down.
See, you're right. But here's the thing: that guy could park anywhere on the street and put his whatever he's doing at the Trinity Church could drop off his package. If I park anywhere else on the street, I get a ticket. That's what I tried to explain to him, and he kept interrupting me. So finally I said, look, if you're going to keep interrupting me, I'm going to take a picture of your van and take a picture of the license plate. And when you do something to my car, I'm going to file charges. That's all.
It's just nowadays everybody's so nuts. It's just scary. I'll worry about
you. Yeah, but you know what? Move the vehicle. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
But it's the same thing with this whole Mueller situation. Let me go here before we break.
Impeach him. You know what? I'm tired of Congress. Seriously.
Right. I know.
Seriously.
You know, we should have sides. I dare you. Go for it, Democrat.
This back
impeach
and forth
him.
Between impeach. The president and Congress and this. If they feel that they have enough to impeach this guy, then go ahead and impeach him. If you notice, Pelosi has not said we're going to start proceedings.
Right.
She keeps
saying,
be measured, be careful. Why? Because she wants to make sure that she has all the information at hand so that if they decide to do it, that if they're going to impeach him, that they're going to impeach him. If they don't have the evidence.
Impeach 45!
If they don't have the evidence, then let's move on, please. Because you know what this is going to, you know what's going to happen?
Accomplished.
Impeach 45.
So here's what's going to happen.
They'll
start impeachment proceedings. They will find they will not be able to impeach him. And guess what? They are basically handing him the presidency in 2020.
That's right. I want to have what they're drinking down there, Frankie, what Nancy Pelosi's drinking and Maxine Waters. And forgive me, this is Joe. This is not Salem. It's not AM 970. It's me. To me, and I say with respect, not mean, Maxine Waters looks like she's slammed all the time to me. Impeach 45. You want Colt 45, Maxine? No, impeach 45. I said, no, God, is that racist guy? You can't say anything anymore. It's funny. That's all she says. And Nancy Pelosi just doesn't, I don't know. I heard there was vodka down there that she had for lunch. I hear the stories. I'm going to put it aside. But all I know is it's embarrassing what the Democrats are doing. It's embarrassing. And Al's right. We should have a sign that just says, go for it. I dare you, impeach. That because it will be the worst possible thing the Democrats could do. And that we're not, and please listen, and respectfully, they have nothing else. If they had an initiative, if they had a platform to help, when I was a Democrat, I worried about at-risk children. They could care less about the at-risk children. They're pointing to the border because they can't solve the problem in the inner cities of the United States of America. The president, I was talking to somebody yesterday at the Yankee Stadium the other day, a big business guy talking about the opportunity zones the president put forth, what we know as Jack Kemp used to call the enterprise zones, right? That President Donald J. Trump's doing that. We're the Democrats. Where are the Democrats? They have no initiative, so impeach 45. That's all they got? That's all they got? And Frankie, before we break, Frankie, tell me about Robert Mueller's career. No one on the radio, no one on television is saying exactly what Frank's going to tell you now about Bob Mueller. Say, oh, Robert Mueller, oh, when he was appointed, oh, he's very respected. Oh, he's great. And everybody said that except one person, five boroughs, and he did the research, and he did exactly what did this man accomplish after he left the military. Frankie, give that to us before we go to local news.
Well, again, I hope we can talk a little bit about what he actually said yesterday and the implications going forward. But in terms of Mueller's career, again, I don't criticize anybody that's as bright as Robert Mueller was, and having been a Marine and having graduated from Princeton, then NYU, then the University of Virginia Law School, this guy could have gone into the private sector and made $150 million. Okay, and he chose to give almost his entire life to public service, and I
Fair
give him
enough.
A lot of credit for that.
Fair
that
enough.
Being said, if you look at his whole career in public service, it has been a comedy of errors. I mean, so as the director of the FBI, he was the head of the FBI on September 11th, okay? And if you look at the run-up to September 11th, If you look at all the communications failures, and this isn't me saying this, this is the 9/11 Commission, this is people that were in the FBI at the time, the people that were in the CIA at the time, the communications failures between the FBI and the CIA, and the failures to take repeated threats seriously and to prosecute and investigate these terrorists that were already in our country, I don't think you can view it as anything but a gigantic failure on the part of Robert Mueller, who was the head of the FBI at the time, and the FBI. Then, after September 11th, okay, you figure, okay, he was only on the job a week before September 11th. Maybe we can't hold him responsible for what 19 terrorists do. What's the first, with the next major crisis that he faces? Well, the anthrax attacks. The whole country was terrorized by the anthrax attacks. Robert Mueller goes before the whole country, blames the wrong guy for this, ruins this poor guy's life, forces the taxpayers to pay him millions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies. Meanwhile, the guy that was really responsible for it got away with it, never served a day in prison. Then after that, after he botches September 11th and the anthrax attacks, then he is responsible for going before Congress and explaining that Iraq has all these weapons of mass destruction. Well, we see how that worked out. Now, you might say, OK, anybody can an agency as unruly as the FBI. Maybe that's too tough a job for anybody to run. James Comey certainly didn't distinguish himself running that agency either. Well, let's look at his career as a U.S. attorney. All right. So he was a U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, okay? And then before that, he was the acting U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. So under his watch, Whitey Bulger went crazy. I mean, not only did he run this tremendous international gang, basically the largest mafia outside of La Cosa Nostra, he did so while getting assistance from FBI agents. So not only was he willing to not prosecute Whitey Bulger because Whitey Bulger was giving them information on all sorts of other gangsters, and we could talk about that. That's a whole five-hour-long show in terms of the efficacy of using these top echelon informants and allowing them to commit these crimes just because they're ratting out mafia members. But not only did he turn a blind eye to Whitey Bulger, but there were actually agents under his supervision that were helping Whitey Bulger carry out these crimes. And yet he's never been held accountable. Instead, this is the problem with the deep state. There's nothing you can do that disqualifies you from getting a promotion. After the anthrax attacks, this guy's career should have been done. He should have been totally discredited. After the Iraq war, weapons of mass destruction, he should have had no credibility.
9/11, please.
I mean, you go down the line, and then this is not even including all the things that people who've worked with him have said over the years about his temperament, about him turning a blind eye to torture, about his use of unconstitutional surveillance. His role in Lockerbie.
Thank you, Frank, for that. But how about with Roger Stone, with our friend Roger Stone? And then he said, well, Mueller said, yes, we'd like to thank everybody. He thanked everybody who helped in the Mueller probe. You mean breaking down Roger Stone's door in a pre-dawn raid, Roger Stone was like it was a Nazi-like attack?
I know we got to run, but if you look at what these guys have actually done, these Mueller investigators, and I really hope 10, 15 years from now, people will be able to look at what we've gone through for the last 2 years without the partisan hysteria that we look through it now. Because now people are either pro-Trump or they're anti-Trump, and very few people have been willing and able to look at this investigation and the conduct of these investigators with any credibility. So what did these guys do? They tried to get Jerome Corsi to plead guilty to a felony, even though they didn't even have enough evidence against Jerome Corsi to charge him with a felony. Okay, so keep that in mind. They were willing to take a guilty plea from a 70-something-year-old man just so they could get a conviction, a notch on their belt, and they had so little evidence against him, they couldn't even charge him. They throw George Papadopoulos in prison for 11 days for lying to the FBI. George Papadopoulos was on the radio with you. He says, I never lied to the FBI, but I couldn't afford to go to trial. And then Roger Stone, the linchpin of the case against Roger Stone is the rantings of a drug addict comedian. And that's the big accomplishment in terms of Americans wrapped up in this. General Flynn, Robert Mueller's best friend, James Comey, fooled him into talking to investigators without a lawyer. That's a real profile in courage. This is a guy that really believes in law and order. I think the conduct over the last 2 years has been really reprehensible. And if what Mueller said yesterday was true, and I have no doubt to believe that it was, and what he said in section two of his report, that he never intended, he believes that he never could charge the president with a crime. Why didn't he say that the first day he was appointed? Don't you think people would have been a little less likely to obstruct justice if the first day Mueller was appointed, he said, look, I'm tasked with investigating an attack on our country's elections and determining who was responsible. And just so everybody knows, I do not believe, I concur with the Department of Justice principle that says a sitting president can't be indicted. We wouldn't have spent hours on the radio asking legal experts, hey, can a sitting president be indicted? Can he not? So why didn't he say that 2 years ago, $35 million
ago? Something's up. 877-970-2999. Come on, bring on the phone calls on our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. Thanks, Frank. That was a lot. I know it was a lot, but I wanted to get all that out of the way. Now let's continue on with the program and see what we can do to stop this coup, this takedown, this deep state. This is a circus, what's going on in Washington, D.C. What happened yesterday was embarrassing. Don't forget, Professor Alan Dershowitz on the show, Dr. Gorka on the show, Mark Serrano coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, and you always at 877-970-2999. 640 right now with Piscopo in the morning. Al's got the local news, live and local, right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 640. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Advocates in New York City are pushing to make the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund permanent, rallying at the World Trade Center just steps from where the towers fell. Elected officials said federal legislation is close to advancing through the House. For now, they're waiting for the Office of Management and Budget to put a full dollar amount on what the fund needs. Union members and those who represent the sick say cancers and other illnesses continue to leave families in financial ruin nearly 18 years after the attacks. There's outrage after a missing dog was found dead near subway tracks. An 8-month-old English Cocker Spaniel got off her leash in Manhattan last week, ran onto the tracks at the Herald Square subway station. Simone Peterson was at the station a day after the puppy got loose and says she saw the dog under the rails. She and the dog's owners believe the MTA did not do enough to help find the puppy. The MTA announced Wednesday that subway track inspectors found the dog dead but didn't give any more information. In sports, James Paxton threw 4 no-hit innings in his return from the injured list as the Yankees beat the Padres 7-0. Edwin Diaz, he surrendered 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets lost to the Dodgers by the final of 9-8. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies and it's 57 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Little bit of fog, little drizzle in the tri-state, so take it easy out there. Alternate signs suspended. Meters in effect. Delays on the Cross Bronx westbound from White Plains Road out to 3rd Avenue. Pretty slow on the LIE westbound heading into Woodhaven Boulevard. That's an extra 10 minutes. 20 to 30 minutes on the inbound George upper level. There's a stalled truck for the upper level. On the 8095 north and at exit 72 for 46, it's got the left lane blocked. It's about 10 for the lower. The Lincoln is 20. The Holland is 20 from either approach. Hutch north, but at Wolf's Lane and Pelham, stay over to the left. There's a big piece of metal sticking up out of the roadway on the right side. Crash in Baldwin, that's on the southern state west, but at Brookside Avenue. Your forecast, cloudy now. Some strong afternoon storms again today with a high of 72. Friday, perfect, sunny and 81. Saturday, afternoon storms and 78. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
You want to hold your calls? I'm coming right to them. Let me just take care of business here, if I may. An 877-970-2999. That is the Balance of Nature phone line. You're welcome to join us. Time to get involved. Time to take no prisoners. I'm telling you, we are not going down. In the name of God, we're not going down. You know what you can do to chill out a little bit, to get away from the craziness of the world, is to drop by Michael's of Brooklyn. If you're like me, you get a craving for Italian food, you want to eat the best of the best. Well, there's no better place than Michael's of Brooklyn, right there on Avenue R in Nostrand, in the beautiful, beautiful borough of Brooklyn, New York. It's family-owned and operated. Fred is, you couldn't create Fred. This is such a great guy. He's like, he's so naturally, he's so from the neighborhood. His brother Johnny, right? What a team they are. And Michael, what a stellar young man Michael is. How proud his grandfather is as he watches down, you know, on how they've made Michael's of Brooklyn one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Marianne is there. Beautiful, beautiful family. You got to check this out. By the way, that's from the Food Network. That's not just like some local food critic. The Food Network says Michael's of Brooklyn in Brooklyn on Avenue R. Nostrand is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. The sauces are made right there. They make the sauce right there. So when, as you listen around the country, and thanks so much. We're talking Kansas City, South Carolina, Texas. Love you, Texas. I know you're listening. You're going to go to the supermarket. You will see on your shelf. Hey, you know, I heard Piscopo on the radio. We listened to him online, right? And I saw Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to see Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of right there. Michael's of Brooklyn. Take it home. Check it out. Best jarred sauce anywhere at any time. You're going to love it. And it's made right there in Brooklyn. I'm telling you that somehow they've captured that in a jar, the Michael's of Brooklyn legacy. And it's an Italian-American legacy, an Italian tradition legacy that I'm proud to tell you about. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you one of the 80% of Americans that experiences back pain? Do you suffer from sciatica or spinal stenosis? Afraid of the potential surgical complications of going under the knife to remedy your pain? Then Brooklyn Spine Center is the place for you. Dr. Melinda Keller is not only a friend of mine, she's the director who specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. She utilizes the DRX 9000 to make your lower back pain a thing of the past. Give Dr. Keller a call right now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Queensboro President Melinda Katz about law and justice and her run for Queens District Attorney. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
We love Greg. Hey, we love you for listening. 6:45 on AM 970 The Answer. And I love telling you about the good things. When I watch baseball, I was at the stadium the other day for Mayor Giuliani's birthday, and I look down and I see all these red Rawlings patches, you know, on the gloves of some of these fantastic Yankees playing, you know, and all across the Major League. You see that Rawlings patch. I'm telling you, it is the iconic name, the number one baseball brand in the world. And they have 130 years of expertise, right? That's why they're known as the Gold Glove Company and the finest in the field. And they are good people. When I tell you about Rawlings, as I tell you about everything else on the show, when we chat about what you can buy, what you might want to buy, and we suggest to you how you should maybe try a product here and there, I know the folks at Rawlings, and they are my dear friends. Mike Thompson and the folks in St. Louis are the best in the sports business. They are loved by the players. Mike Thompson particularly, he's just great. And when we go to the Gold Glove Awards, the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards, we go there. I go in awe. I go with respect and just proud to represent Rawlings. And then when I go and get something for my kids, I go to Mitchell Modell's, I'll tell you right now, and I go to all that Rawlings section. I get everything Rawlings for Charlie as much as I can that for a girls softball team. Boom. And I go get the pink. Is that wrong to get the pink for her? Pink and brown glove. It's beautiful. I love it. It's Rawlings, and I'm very, very happy with it. Rawlings is the official helmet and baseball of countless organizations, from Major League Baseball to Minor League Baseball to NC2A. You have to check out the heart of the high gloves. You don't have to run over your glove, put it in the microwave, put it in the mattress, you know, drench it in oil. The heart of the high glove is already broken in. Quattro Pro Bats by Rawlings. Workhorse, batting gloves, mock batting helmets. Rawlings makes the very best baseball gear for those in Little League all the way up to the big leagues. Please check out Rawlings.com for all the very best and all the latest products. Rawlings.com.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 6:47 on AM 970. The Answer. Going to the calls on the second on the balance of nature. Phone lines. It's Bruce!
When
you let out one of your bored sighs. I look into your eyes. Only Bruce with Piscopo on AM 970 The Answer. Let me go to Phil. He's been holding. Sorry to keep you waiting, Phil. Good morning. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning. Your show is very good. I love you and I love Frank. But in Frank's description of Mueller,
yes, sir.
We fail, you know, all these educated people, they're missing one thing, all these degrees. They're missing common sense.
Yeah.
You know, billionaires like Tom Carvel and these other people. I mean, this is what it's missing. We talk about education so much that we forget about common sense.
Hey,
and the reason that Mr. Reagan was such a great president, he was a professional actor. And that's what made Donald Trump. When he did his show, he realized that people like showmen. And the average person is a common sense person. And that's why he was voted in. And I
well,
love you, Joe.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up.
Thank
but don't
you,
love everybody,
thank,
Joe.
Thank you,
Please.
Phil.
You can't love everybody. You gotta realize some of these people are miserable people like Pelosi.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, fair enough, Phil. I hear you, man. Thanks so much. And anybody who makes a Tom Carvel reference, I immediately love. Let me go to Mika real quick, and then we got to go to break. But Mike, oh, that's Mike. I see that. That's my eyes. That is not the call screener. Mike in Monmouth County. Good morning, Mike. How you doing this morning? I thought it was somebody from MSNBC. How are you, Mike? What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, I'm doing well. Thank you, sir, for everything you do, and I couldn't agree with Phil more in terms of common sense. It should be the Piscopo Common Sense Show.
Yeah.
But, Joe, question I have, and I manage a lot of people, and what I ask them every year when I do their annual review is three questions. What do you do? Who do you do it for? And how is their life better because of it? And I seriously think that's a question we should start asking our elected officials.
Yeah, you're right, Mike.
Tell me how my life is better because of what you've done.
Yeah, very. That's a great, great. You know, there is no answer. Mike, thank you, man. Thanks for calling. And be careful on the roads, but we do appreciate you calling like that. And it's about common sense. They don't have common sense. They're overeducated. They're all career driven when they go into these positions of power. That's all it's about is power. And it's a great point, Mike. What do you say? What have you done for me lately? For sure, to every politician that's out there, if they don't have a list for you, exactly how they made our life better, vote them out. God almighty, what is wrong with people voting these progressives in who are doing nothing but raising our taxes? It's 6:51. Hey, Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhame. Hi, Susie. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Great to have you with us. Everything
Thank
okay
you.
In your
My
life?
My pleasure. Yes, things are okay. Yes.
This is good. You sound positive. You sound
busy,
up
busy.
And you sound happy. I know. Wow. It's like crazy. And of course, here it is. I always hope that this early in the mornings there's no traffic. But boy, I tell you what, I got out of the city pretty darn good last night. I don't know how I did it.
I heard all the driving you did yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't even believe it. Wow.
God, well, a lot of God, please help me. But we made it true. How are we doing this morning? It's 6:52 right now with Susie Cerrone on the roads.
Well, Joe, it's a little dicey out there this morning. Some fog through the tri-state, some drizzle as well. The roads were a little slick, so be careful out there. We do have alternate signs suspended, but the meter is in effect. Pretty bad accident on the FDR southbound at 96th Street. Couple of cars involved. The left lane out on the FDR southbound. Delays from the RFK Triborough Bridge. A stall on the Cross Bronx. What a shock. Cross Bronx westbound at the Sheridan. That has one lane out. Pretty heavy traffic on the Whitestone Bridge Queensbound. That's an extra 15 minutes. May just want to stick to Throgs Neck instead. Inbound George about 45 for the upper level, 25 for the lower. The Lincoln is 30. The Holland is 30th meter approach. New Jersey, so far so good this morning. No issues on the parkway. The Turnpike 78, Route 80. Hutch northbound at Wolf's Lane in beautiful Pelham. You've got one lane out. There's a metal plate sticking up in the roadway. And heavy delays on the Merritt southbound, 49 down to exit 44. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka likes when the president stands up for himself.
He's calling upon all the people in his staff who are in the room with Nancy just to prove how much of an absolute liar about what she said about the president. You don't allow their lies to fester and grow. You crush them.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970.
The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Here's your AM 970 Weather Answer forecast.
A flash flood watch from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. for all of New Jersey. Areas of low clouds and dense fog for a while this morning. Later today, clouds and sunny breaks, high 73. A couple of showers and heavy thunderstorms later this afternoon and early tonight. Any thunderstorm can cause flash flooding, then lingering clouds late tonight, low 62. Tomorrow will turn out mostly sunny and pleasant, high 79. On Saturday, sunshine mixing with clouds, high 77. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg right there, 654. Thank you, Joe. Piscopo in the morning. When it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest standing names in New York. Trust Honig Conte Parrino Insurance, please. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance has been in Manhattan for over 100 years and is family owned, providing coverage for four generations. They're consistent and face to face. And you know, I love family owned and operated. That's what you get with Honig Conte Parrino. No automated services, you know. They work with each client individually, personally, and they believe in a roll up your sleeves approach. These guys handle each client as if they were family of their own. They provide policies that grow as you grow and make sure that each individual is fully taken care of. Hey, whether it's a homeowner's insurance, business insurance, or renter's insurance, Michael Honig and Michael Conte are names you can trust. Call the Michaels today, please. 212-777-7113. 212-777-7113. Or visit them at honigconte.com. It's HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance, not just here to provide insurance, but to provide insurance guidance.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's, mama. Joe Piscopo on the radios. Great to have you. Oh, Cream. Ginger Baker, it's Clapton, it's Jack Bruce. Yeah, man. That's my generation right there. So it's a Joe on the radio. It's a 6:55 right now on AM 970, The Answer. And you can give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. Let it rip this morning. I know you were incensed as you watch Robert Mueller up there, and he leaves that little opening so everybody in the Democratic Party can go, see, Robert Mueller. I thought they hated Mueller. First of all, Mueller was a god because he was starting the probe, the Russia probe. And then it seemed like nothing came out and really that you can get the president on. Then they hated Mueller. Then they hated A.G. Barr. Now Mueller is, excuse, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mueller's a god already. Is that right? He's back in the good graces of the Democratic Party.
Apparently. Yeah, you know, I don't know that there's an official Democratic position on Mueller, but I think most of the Democrats are sort of where Robert De Niro is. I don't know if you saw his op-ed in the New York Times today.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it's an open letter to Robert Mueller because Robert De Niro plays him on Saturday Night Live, telling him that the country needs to hear more of his voice, which it was interesting to hear Mueller's voice yesterday. I mean, the guy is the Harpo Marx of special prosecutors.
I always said that. Is that, man, you never heard Mueller talk, but he was wavering, and he was, and if they, for all those years of public service, he wouldn't have been that nervous. Yeah. Was he nervous? Was he forced into something?
Well, again, he's a 74-year-old man.
Oh, God,
you know,
that's young these days.
But,
you know,
it is really interesting when you think about it. This guy was the appointed senior statesman that everyone, Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Peter King, Democrats across the board, everyone agreed had the integrity, the competence, and the resources needed to fully investigate all this Russian stuff and everything else. And he found no evidence at all of a Trump-Russia conspiracy. He didn't even indict a single American for interference in the 2016 election. Not one. He did indict Americans for other crimes, like Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, George Papadopoulos. Not a single American was indicted for colluding with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election. But even with all that, after 2 years and $35 million, the Democrats want to move to impeach Trump anyway. So what did we just spend the last 2 years on?
And you know, Al's right, and Frank, you've said it, bring it on. You want to impeach the president, bring it on. I dare you. I challenge the Democratic Party. Let's see, Nancy Pelosi, you could pander to the progressive left, the socialist arm, the Marxist arm of the Democratic Party. Go for it. Go for it. See how far you get. See what it does in the election of the president of the United States in 2020. I dare you. Come on. And I would love to see Donald Trump say that. Bring it on. I've done nothing wrong. Bring it on. Piscopo in the morning. We ain't going down. We're coming right back with Mark Serrano and Professor Alan Dershowitz. 877-970-2990.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 659. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Motorists in Newark are being warned to avoid panhandlers or risk getting a ticket. The city's Department of Public Safety has already reportedly issued nearly 100 summonses over the past few weeks to drivers who stop to give money to people on the streets. The reason behind the ticketing is that panhandlers walking into traffic for handouts are endangering themselves. Officials add police will be working to keep panhandlers off the streets by offering to get them help. A new feature at the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan will honor those suffering or have died from exposures to toxins following the terrorist attacks. Today, officials will dedicate a memorial glade, which includes a pathway with six large stones that have World Trade Center steel inside them. Many of those sickened have died from diseases are first responders and volunteers who worked at Ground Zero for months following the attacks. And
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.